Billionaire oilman Harold Hamm has made a name for himself in the Bakken as CEO of Continental Resources. His company is the biggest oil producer in western North Dakota. But he's not the only Hamm in town. A man named Phil Hamm lived in Williston before the boom came to town. He still lives there today. In this interview with Black Gold Boom's Todd Melby, it's clear he's got something to say about it, too.
And that's my remote-controlled airplane helicopter. My name is Phil Hamm.
Did you know that about this other Hamm, this Harold Hamm?
Yeah, I've heard about him, but he's no relation that I know of.
That guy's got billions.
Yeah, I know it. He's got billions, and I got zeros. I was paying rent at $200 a month. They raised it to $850. And I live on Social Security, $900 a month. How do I do that? I was actually sick to my stomach and everything from, what do? No place to go. I can't live on the street. But I would have had to. I would have done it. But I've never been that way. Never been down that low before. So it was kind of hard. You could take it a little bit easy on the old people. You don't have to take and try to run them out of here. Why run them out? They were here before the oil. Why should they have to run out of here?
Were you living in Williston before the oil boom?
Yes, I was. It kind of went to pot when the oil came here. I go up here to Harmon Park, sit there in the gazebo and watch these goddamn guys sit there and drink their beer. I mean, you know, that ain't no good. I was born on a chicken farm in Menominee, Wisconsin. If you know where that's at. Married my wife when she had 8 kids, and all our kids were in the Dakotas, so that's how we ended up here. And she passed away in Rapid City about 20 years ago. I've been kind of kicking the drum by myself. I'm 77, and I ain't got too many more years left here. And I wish it was back to the old part, old Williston. I really do. What happens if the oil leaves? Remember, it did it once before. It'll do it again.
That's Phil Hamm of Williston, North Dakota, speaking with Black Gold Boom reporter Todd Melby. After Hamm's rent skyrocketed, he found a much more affordable place to live in a newly refurbished apartment complex operated by Lutheran Social Services Housing of Fargo. For more stories from oil country, go to blackgoldboom.com. That's blackgoldboom.com.